First in myths, hopes, and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning to you. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it is 7 a.m. California time, August 19th, and we are 33 weeks into the new year. And today we will be taking readings at 7:15 Pacific. If you have an in-depth question, from 7:15 to 7:35, we'll take your call if you'd like to call in with a specific question. And then also, if you would like to just join the conversation, we have a couple of different topics today. But before we go into that, we give you the phone number to call in, and that would be 857-232-0155. The number again is 857-232-0155. And then you have to put in the extension 870-303. And good morning, Jay. We'll let you know how you're going to get into the Facebook chat room.
Now everybody can hear me. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carolyn. And I know you can hear me, Carolyn.
Jay. Thank goodness. I can hear you. Yes. I can always hear you.
Yes. Yeah. I had to turn everybody up to let everybody else hear me. And yeah, to get to that chat room, you can go to 12radio.com, click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. That does open up a brand new Facebook window. It does. It's a private Facebook, you know, window, so all of your privacy is kept secure with us. And you can find the banner once you're approved there at the top of the page, Metaphysical Conversations with Jay and Carolyn. And then that's where the conversation is happening underneath. And that is where you can add your comments, your questions, anything that you would like to add about the show, or if you'd like to ask a question for us to tune into.
I have a question. So when they go into the Facebook chat room and it's a private conversation, their friends and family are not seeing what they're saying?
No, they are not. I mean, unless they're a part of the group.
Yeah, okay.
Unless they're part of the group.
Great, okay. Well, let's see. Today, you and I are going to be talking about a couple of different things. One of them is we're going to be looking at attributes in ourselves that we really want to have, and also in others. And it's just a way to kind of like approach whether we're putting off the right vibes, right? Whether we have those attributes that are really good to have. And then also the other one we're going to look at too is ways to approach the art of goodness and nurturing compassion and integrity in everyday life. So we've got a couple of things to talk about today, and the first ones that I want to talk about is for the attributes are empathy and compassion, which are empathy, of course, is characterized by an awareness of other people's emotional experiences and an attempt to feel those same emotions from their perspective, and compassion, of course, is characterized by the desire to take action to help the other person. So both of these, I feel like, are really good point. Good things to have in ourselves. It's empathy, understanding and sharing, and feel the feeling of others, and then compassion to take action to help the other person. Mm-hmm. So those are two of my favorite ones. Yeah.
That's really powerful, and it's so important to be able to be aware. I think that's such a tricky thing too, like, and to be aware, to honor our empathic sensitivities, and then also learn how to not pay attention to it so much that it overwhelms us, you know, the other person and their feelings and emotions. And but it's so important to be aware of them and to understand them. That's very helpful. Because
it's a good quality.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And the one that I have in alignment with that is to be present, to be the observer, to be able to show up and actually be all there in the conversation or in the experience. And I feel like that totally goes in hand with yours.
Yes, it does. And you're saying just really be grounded and there and present. Yeah, showing up. What is it? Woody Allen's quote once was 99% of life is showing up.
Mm. Powerful.
I mean, it's so true. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Important. Another one, you know, that's really important to have that you can look into yourself to say, do you have integrity? Are you standing by your principles and moral values? Do you own that? Do you own integrity? Or maybe you're looking at a friend. Do they own integrity? Well, so this is a way to kind of, go ahead.
I was going to say, I always think about something that one of my teachers said way back in elementary school and around integrity. And it was this idea of what are you doing what is your integrity or what are your choices when nobody's looking? That's your real like level of integrity, because it isn't about what someone watches or sees. It's just, what is it do you want to do at your core? What's your choice at your core?
Yeah. And I guess you can hear that too, when you're making your decisions on your own, you know, and hearing yourself when nobody else is around. I like that.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay, so another attribute that I hope we all have is honesty, being truthful in actions and words, right?
Definitely.
Truthful
super important.
Actions and words, yeah. Yeah, I mean, why waste your breath, right?
I couldn't agree more. And I feel clear communication is important no matter what kind of relationship it is. And especially the more intimate, the more important that level of communication is. But no matter what, I think that being able to express yourself in a way that is not out of control emotionally, but includes emotion, is very powerful and very important. And I think it takes us learning and developing our own maturity.
So you've actually picked up on two more that I had here with that statement, and that's respect and patience.
Mm. I like it. I like
right,
that.
Because you have
page.
To, you have to, right.
Yeah. No, it's
yeah,
true.
So
it's true.
Yeah. So treating others with dignity and consideration and also remaining calm, like Jay was just saying, and tolerant in difficult situations. Sometimes it's tough, you know, that you don't want to chew their face off. But you know, it's a really good idea to just stay grounded and stay in your own space, because really how you handle it is really really a lesson for both of you. It's a lesson for you and it's a lesson for the other one. But the more you react to it, it's almost like sometimes I feel like we bring it on more, right? You bring on more if you lose it.
Agreed. Maybe? Well, another way, I guess, to look at it would be there's more opportunities for us to be able to practice and choose based on what's important to us and be able to live that out in our choices with the people that we're in relationship to. And I feel like if we resist them or don't acknowledge them, we'll get opportunities from the universe to try again.
More alignment. Yeah. It's always a learning curve, isn't it?
Mm, definitely. And I do feel too, like if we get too cocky and think we know something, I also feel it's important to be out there and to practice and get experience, but to temper our ego, because when I feel like we feel like we're more along the way than we think we are, I feel like that's when the universe can show us that we're not.
Yeah, so humility, being modest and acknowledging one's own limitations is really important. That's exactly right. It's just, you have to really stay within grace, right? Mm-hmm. Stay within consideration.
That's my
Gratitude is
plan.
another one. Yeah, gratitude. Do you own gratitude? Appreciating what you have and expressing thanks.
I feel that's one of the most important ones and the one of the most confusing and difficult because especially when we're building our gratitude and when we're first getting started and maybe a bunch of things are happening that we really don't want to be happening and you have people like us telling you just have to be grateful, work that muscle. That's what will make it happen. And it's so hard to hear in the moment when it's not happening and it feels so far away and it's like really. But the truth is it is a muscle that we have to work. And just like going to the
Right.
gym, we don't have a six pack, just going one time. It happens over doing it over time and doing it consistently. And in the same way, I feel like that's the case with our authenticity. And all of a sudden, the quality that we were just talking about has escaped my mind. But also that quality too. Please help me with what quality that we're talking about this morning.
Gratitude was the
Gratitude.
was
Thank you. Oh my
the
God, I went
yeah
right out of my mind. But
yeah
yes, it
yeah
builds. It's the kind of thing that builds, and it's important for us, like a fire, to get it going. We are the ones that get it going, and we do that by being grateful for even the little things, like the small victories. And we build from there.
you know it's kind of sometimes annoying to see somebody that's always showing the gratitude. It's like there's no balance to them. But when you really think about it, if you could kind of bring yourself into that gratitude space more often, and just really because what you're doing is you're if you can see yourself as as light, right? The aura around you really want to show the powerful, colorful, lovely, aura that you can, because you're gonna make that light even stronger by doing that. So even though it might seem a little annoying a bit sometimes, and it has to me, because sometimes it's like, okay, well, I gotta really get into this now. I gotta really feel this. I really gotta be thankful. But once you do, it's like building the six pack, like you were saying, Jay. Another thing is being accountable for your actions and obligations. Do you do that? Are you how is your responsibility? Being accountable for your actions and obligations.
I think that's a super important part. And I feel that
Yeah.
one, we need to be able to set goals and be able to work toward them where we can attain them and almost like have a roadmap for ourselves or in school when we had a syllabus, but something that we can work towards, I feel like is really, really important and helpful. And it gets us like to believe that it can happen. That's part of it too, is like being able
Yeah,
to get behind
but also
yourself.
responsibility. If I were to snap at you right now and just say, "Oh, Jay, you just really suck," I have to be responsible for what I've just said. I have to be accountable for the fact that I just really put you down, right?
True,
So, so
true.
responsibility and self for actions and obli actions also of how you've handled something. Responsibility,
It's
man,
important. No, it is. And I think when for
yeah.
those people that are waiting for life to happen, part of the
Yeah.
practice is learning your part of making it happen
Right.
and learning how to step up into it and to take responsibility for what is being created. That you're right, that's a whole different kind of ball game.
Yeah.
And we have to keep reminding ourselves too, because it's a process to learn how to go from well, we're all coming from different places, like different deck of cards of how we're seeing it, but to get to that more active part where we're actively participating in our life and we're actively participating in what our part is. And like you said, taking responsibility for what we've done or what we haven't, and also acknowledging that we can, make changes from there and keep going.
Yeah, and realizing too that when you put in that kind of crap energy, like if I were to call somebody a name, or put down somebody, I'm only causing trouble for myself, and it just because it adds fuel to the fire. For instance, if Jay and I were fighting right now and I was putting him down, would it be adding fuel to the fire? Because he can't respond in a very mature way because he's being called names, right?
It would definitely be very challenging, that's for sure.
Yeah. Dependability is another important thing too, being reliable and trustworthy. One of the things that really upsets me is when somebody is constantly late to a meeting, right? Or to showing up for something, it's like they're more important. So dependability is really important to me. That's one of my pet peeves, is just being on time and showing up on time, being reliable, trustworthy. You can count on somebody when they say they're going to do something. So are you the dependability rate? How do you rate yourself in dependability?
Well, and that's,
do you have that attribute?
Well, yeah. I feel like that's how we're showing people who we are. And especially if we're working on some kind of project or team effort, it's also showing how we show up to make that happen and do our part, and that we're not just leaving it all to that other person. Really quick, I want to say hi. We have some people joining us in the comments.
Oh, good.
Tara is here. She says, good morning. And there's a cat gift with a cup of coffee. It's like the coffee is like kind of waking the cat up, and I feel like I need more coffee to wake myself up. And
oh my,
it's great to see you, Tara.
Well, good morning to you, Tara. Yeah,
Renee is joining us. Hi, Renee. She says, good morning, guys, with a heart. We have good Pamela. Pamela says, good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's great to see you both, Renee and Pamela. And we have Quelly. Quelly says, Grand Quelly. Rising, Carolyn and Jay and 1-2 family with a bunch of summer-like emojis.
And nice.
Last but not least this morning, we have Lioness, and she says, happy Monday, Carolyn and Jay. And
good morning, Lioness.
Yes, good morning. And don't forget, everybody, this is your opportunity to call in 857-232-0155. Extension 870303.
Since I was talking, you better say that one again.
No problem. I can do that. It's in the comments, and I'm going to say it again here. 857-232-0155. And then you do have to dial an extension, which is 870303.
Okay, so forgiveness is another one. Letting go of grudges and offering second chances.
What do you think?
Not 19 chances.
Right.
but second chances. Yeah.
I was just going to say that. What's your rule of thumb on that? You know, giving people a chance and is it once? Is it twice? Is it three times?
You know, I just met somebody at the gym, a doctor at the gym, and we had a really good time with you know, talking. We were bobbing up and down in the pool, talking for 2 hours, and then we planned on meeting the following Saturday to bob together again in the pool, and she canceled, and then she says, oh, but let's do it Sunday, and then she canceled. And then she says, oh, let's do it Monday after, you know, afternoon, because I can't do it in the morning. And so I just said, let me know when you can do it at another time. We need to cancel. So it's like too much. That's too much when we're first starting to get together for, you know, to help each other get healthy, right? So that would have been my line. The third time was charm. I'm not doing it. I'm not going there to meet you, because she says, oh, I can't meet you at 5:30, but I can, you know, but I'll be there. And it's like, I said, okay. That's all I said. Okay.
I hear you. I think there's a fine line there, because it's like, we want to be available. We want to make an effort, but then we also don't want to be a doormat and walked all over, or, you know, taken around the block, and, you know, have to morph ourselves to make it happen.
It's not.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you want somebody to meet you halfway for a connection, you know,
exactly.
Not to be chasing down their schedule.
One thing
ridiculous.
Exactly. One thing my partner Alan says that his therapist told him, and it really resonates. I think I've even said it here. And it's this idea that when we give people the benefit, they get the benefit and we get the doubt. and so that's something to think about. You know, it's one thing to give the benefit of the doubt once. It's another thing to give the benefit of the doubt 5 times. You know, that's where I feel like it's too much. I think like your third time's a charm is perfect. It's like you gave the benefit of the doubt one other opportunity and then another opportunity, and that's like that's it. It's like if it's not gonna happen, then maybe this, like you said, this go around this time isn't meant to be. Maybe it will circle around again, but you don't need to go, you know, make it happen or chase anybody down.
That's right. Yeah, and not no fun. Let's see. Another one is do you own courage, facing challenges with bravery and strength? Courage. Yeah.
That's a
That one's
biggie.
a really important one. Yeah, it's yeah, and pretty much you will have courage too if you probably if you've got a lot of places in your life where you've had to go up against, you know, a situation, you probably learned how to handle things fairly well. But it is a an attribute that you want to be proud of because courage is really important. Bravery and strength.
Well, and I feel like there's I agree 1,000%. And one thing I'll add is I feel like there's a misconception of where courage comes from or what it feels like, you know, when it's happening. And I think the people that don't feel like they have it, they're waiting for either a perfect opportunity or to somehow get the green light or for it to feel a certain way, you know, like for it to feel right. But the thing with courage and bravery is, yes, it's important to be lined up with your intuition, absolutely. But then there's a point where it's going to ask you maybe to go past your comfort zone or to go past a pattern or to go past something that you know to be true, to inevitably get you to go outside of what you know to be true and to have a real life experience that's going to get you there. But part of making that happen is being able to walk past and do the action that is taking you outside your comfort zone. That's to me courage in action. That's bravery in action. And that's where we show our mind how we literally get past our limiting beliefs,
It's your
those negative
troubleshooting
thoughts.
abilities. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Loyalty is another one, staying committed to relationships and principles. You know, nothing is feels so discouraging as to when you hear people talking about a friend of theirs, you know, that is just not kind words, and yet they still are friends with the person without discussing that with the person what their situation is. So loyalty. So staying committed to relationships and principles. Are you loyal? Are you a loyal person? Do you have that attribute? Do your friends have that attribute? So you've got to stay on it with your loyalty.
It's true. It's like all these things. One thing that comes to mind in our list here is in order for us to live in this place and to be actively participating with life in this way, like we're talking, we are in essence. Oh my goodness. Go ahead. I lost my train of thought.
Here
I'm
to
having an issue
help
this
walk.
morning.
We're here to help walk each other home, like Ram Dass says. We're here to help each other walk each other home, and really, so staying loyal to your supporters, who are your friends, and your relationships. Open-mindedness is another one. Really staying open to what the like if Jay and I were fighting again, we're fighting all the time. And I have to stay open as to what you have to say because I have to consider new ideas and perspectives. Do I own open-mindedness? Do you own open-mindedness? Are you willing to consider new ideas and perspectives? Because you have to be yeah, you can't be rigid. Otherwise, your nervous system is going to be pretty darn shot trying to control life and conversations.
Well, exactly. And are we that what I was trying to say was, are we asking and looking for somebody else to do for us that we're not even willing to do for them? You know, as part of it is looking at that too, like do our virtues, do our judgments are they keeping us in a certain kind of place because we're expecting more out of everyone else than we're expecting out of ourselves? And that's something that we have to look at in that
right part. And one of the things to expect out of yourself is the is just stay open, because you gotta be able to lose the rigidity. I feel like often, you know, another thing is fairness and treating everyone justly without favoritism. Fairness is another fair thing to be. It's fair, you know. You want that attribute, fairness. What do you think?
I feel we all want it. We're all looking for it. And I do feel inevitably that the balance happens. But I feel like sometimes in the moment, things are going to be out of balance. Like in the moment, like in a particular experience with a relationship, for example, like things might sway, you know, if in a fight with us, for example, they might sway my way for a while and then they might sway your way for a while.
Yes, it's always best for it to sway my way, though.
and that's the thing to remember. We're always going to angle for ourselves. Of course we are.
Right.
But
right.
And that's a good thing. But also it's remembering, this is where the moderation is. It's not forgetting about the other person either and what their needs and wants are. But it's also not overcaring so much that you care more about their needs and wants than you care about your own. So it is like this very like fine line of like a platform that we stand on where we're balancing that out. And it's like a constant thing that we pay attention to. I call them the moving targets of life, much like that Chinese show, performance show, Shen Yu, and they have all the like the different flags that they're dancing with. And then they have these plates that they're spinning on their hands and their feet and their chin. And it's like they're the moving plates of life. They're the moving targets of life. And I feel like that's a great physical representation of what that looks like, that show and that image of the moving plates that we're constantly renegotiating and rebalancing. And that's our life, you know, that we don't just balance it once and then set it and forget it. It's something that we have to keep working at.
And unfortunately, too, it doesn't happen in business life sometimes because you are working with really people outside of your normal boundary zone. So fairness isn't always there, but it's something that we still want to strive for in ourselves. Optimism is another one.
The last point I want to make about that is, don't you feel that over time the fairness ends up balancing out, even if we might not see it in the particular moment that we're in, especially if we're going through something that doesn't seem fair? But then when we look at everything from the bigger picture, or when you look at your life from the bigger picture, does that stuff look like it balances itself out for you?
Well, a lot of times when you think that that you didn't get something, and it's like, my God, how could they have done that? Because it wasn't fair, and I really deserved that. But sometimes it takes, 2.5, 4 years later, where you can look back and say, right. Thank God that didn't happen, because I wouldn't be where I am today. So
it's true. Well, it doesn't, and like you said, it doesn't always happen right away. It's the kind of thing that over time, it's like the kind of thing, if you watch for it, it's like trying to watch paint dry or water boil. Painful. Right. And so the same kind of thing, we kind of have to let it go. And then, you know, it will inevitably balance itself out and show itself to you like it did in your situation, where it does eventually come back around and you see it.
Yeah, but it may take some time. Optimism is the other one that I was just saying, and that's really learning to maintain a positive outlook on life, because, you know, it's like riding the bike, building that six pack, like Jay was saying earlier. Optimism is really important, because the more optimistic you are, the more good is going to come, because people want to be around you. If you're like a doldrum, if you're always bitching about something, I mean, imagine how many people are going to want to be around you, you know? So optimism is really important to have as an attribute. So get a brownie point if you have optimism in your life.
And like you said, like it's also the kind of thing where it's a muscle that we got to work too. Like all these things don't necessarily just come naturally. Like we might have a personal natural inclination, but in order to like play it out, to have the full experience, we have to choose into it. And sometimes it takes work, you know, it isn't necessarily that particular pattern for us may not be a well-worn, easy, graceful pattern. Like it's something that we might have to keep chipping away at in order to change.
You know, and sometimes when something happens and you're like today, you're like really tip top of your tree and you're really feeling optimistic. And then something comes in that's a no, you know, that you were really going after.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta look at it as one step closer to a yes. Because okay, that one's not going to be it, and it has to be in full reign with you, with what you're really wanting, you know. So the universe is taking care of you. Optimism.
Well, isn't it too? That's trusting that everything is working out for your highest and best good. That's part of optimism.
Even although annoying, because it may not be exactly as you see it. You know, the universe is listening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The universe is listening, so you gotta trust it. And selflessness is another lovely one. Putting others' needs before your own. Who has that? Does anyone have that? An attribute of selflessness.
Well, and be careful with that one, because that can easily be something that turns into people pleasing, or needing to fix people in order to get the validation, like that you save them, that you fix them. So I feel like that's the where that can get out of balance. But I agree.
Well, and that's yeah. That's moderation. only if you're a grounded person and have taken care of yourself. Selflessness is very important. Like you see somebody like, you know, having a heart attack on the street, and you need to beat them to a job interview. So, but you're a very grounded person, and you see that this person needs 911, right?
Yep.
Selflessness. Putting others' needs before your own.
Definitely. So, well, and it's knowing the difference between being able to navigate that, like the difference between someone that might just be pulling your attention because they want you, but it isn't necessarily going to be like a great use of your time, versus a situation like you're talking about, Carolyn, where someone's having an emergency and you're witnessing it and you're feeling the heart's call to jump in and to do something to help. Those different. Than like a friend who is again asking you to help fix their problem that you've already
constantly
helped with them.
That's
you know,
constant,
four times.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of goes along with my next one, which is generosity of spirit, sharing time and energy or resources freely. Generosity of spirit. And yeah, it is a fine line if you have that annoying person that's always calling you to you know, that just can't seem to get it. But generosity of spirit's really important, because you for the most part, if all is in line with yourself, you're going to have this attribute. And you're going to want to help others and share your time and energy. And your resources, because you've got it all together.
Yeah. So to your point, I have an old friend who taught me this lesson, and it was this person who I needed to learn it with. So it's interesting that they taught me, and I'm also learning it from them. And it was this idea that we have a pot of gold that we're all working with every day. And just go with me on this analogy, because it isn't totally true, but it's partially true. And this pot of gold gets restored every night when we go to bed. And that pot of gold can also get restored by renewing and refreshing moments. But it also can be depleted by fixing ourselves or others, or over-caring, over-sharing, all the ways we can jump into other people's lives, all the ways we can be listening to people that are venting to us and emotionally go to their level. Those things are going to deplete our pot of gold, and we only have so much to spend. And so really thinking about our deeply held emotions and feelings in our heart, really understanding the value that it really is, And that's why I bring up the analogy, because it is true. A lot of us can be so quick to give, but we're giving the most valuable part of ourselves. And I'm not saying don't do it, but it's like, understand that it is the most valuable part of yourself that you're offering, your deep feelings and emotions. And you're
well, I think Jay, when you're doing that though, you have to remember that once you get in there and you give, mm-hmm. you have to learn how to disconnect and come back into self, to fully come back to yourself and to really take care of yourself now, have that glass of wine or go for a walk. So coming back into self and letting their issue go is really important for separating out of constantly troubleshooting in your mind for somebody else.
Vitally important, by the way. And that's something that I've had to learn how to do. I'm sure you've had to learn how to do, to like break a cycle that we can get looking at something.
Yeah.
You know, where our brain can keep spinning it around until we're like, nope, enough is enough on that one.
Yeah. And one of the ways I do that metaphysically is if you constantly are thinking about something and you want to just have a break from it, you just, go out and take your hand like you're reaching out for blades of grass in front of you in your space and see it as your energy and just pluck it out like it's grass, blades of grass, and just flick it to your side. Just take it out and then see a magnet on the edge of their aura and send all any energy that belongs to them over to their side, and see a magnet on your aura and drag back any energy that belongs to you that's over with them. And then just see yourself as separated from the scene and then have that glass of wine or go for a walk.
I like that. I like that imagery.
Flexibility, adapting easily to new circumstances. That's very, very, there's another one that we had, you have to be open-minded, but flexibility is adapting easily to new circumstances. It's really important to have that too, because you can't always control, what the world has put before you. And if you just adapt and just move through it, it's going to be a lot easier than fighting with it.
Agreed. Well, and I do feel like in this spiritual trek that most of us are on, that are all listening into this show, it's going to ask us to go, again, like I said, outside of our comfort zone. It's going to have us go into new territory. It's going to have us go into unique territory. And if we are inflexible, how are we going to get over into those spaces? It's part of us is we got to be moldable, bendable, movable. And that's part of the learning. That's part of the growing.
I can use the metaphor of this. It's like you've been given a white dress to wear for the evening. You've been given this and this is the dress you're supposed to wear, but you wanted the pink dress. You can't really change it because you only have the white dress, right? So you might as well wear that white dress and just knock yourself out for the evening. So it's really accepting what you've got in front of you and moving with it to have the best time.
Well, how hard, like, I know that can be difficult, but honestly, for those that when you hear Carolyn or I talk about that, that you get like a pinch of like fear, like, oh my God, really? Yes. Yes, really, because it allows for the unique moments to happen, and the way of the spirit, the Holy Spirit, to come through, like where God can be in the moment, kind of a thing. It allows for that to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen every time, but it's in the openness, it's in the gap, it's in the space that these things happen. If we're totally loaded down and in our habits and routines, and we're also like have a bad attitude, any one of those things aren't necessarily wrong or terrible on their own, but they are going to block some of the things that we're talking about here. You're going to have a hard time experiencing them, and it's going to be part of the resistance that you have to go through and pass through in order to be experiencing these things as well.
Yep. Putting in consistent effort to achieve goals, diligence. Putting in consistent effort to achieve goals. You got that one? Diligence. Do you have that attribute?
Yeah, you
Look at
have to.
yourself, see if you've got it. Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Well, because
Yeah.
we can't do it once and then think it's all going to be like changed. Like we have to be willing to work at it and put like even that idea of chipping away, like it's understanding and not even being surprised or mad that it's not going to happen overnight. It's like understanding that some of these things take some time and effort. But not to get overwhelmed by that or like to get into the weeds of how long that's going to take. Those are also traps of the mind. But looking at it more like I'm shoving off on this new life experience, and I can't wait to see what the Holy Spirit or what the universe or what life, whatever words you want to use, is going to bring my way.
Yeah,
And
but you got to put in the consistent effort to achieve that.
you
You can't just
do,
wait for
you
it to
do.
fall in your lap. It's ridiculous that concept of, oh, it's just going to fall in my lap because that's what I want now. You have to really help the universe along by doing what is needed in order for that to get there.
Agreed.
So yeah, so you don't it's like, oh, I hope they pick me for that job, but they don't even know you've applied, right?
Well, you
You
gotta apply.
gotta
You
show up.
actually have to
Yeah.
apply.
You have to apply, be seen, and be understood of what you have to offer them. So you can't just say, okay, they're gonna, oh my God, yeah, that company's really awesome. They're gonna pick me because I'm really good at this. Well, what a joke, because because you haven't put in your diligent efforts, right, in order to get that position and show them why you're the best.
Well, it's also too in that regard,
Yeah.
there's any number of reasons why it may or may not be happening. Some of them, we might be doing everything quote right, but we're still not the one that they're going to choose. And that doesn't mean that we've done anything wrong or we should have done anything different. It's just we weren't the one that they chose. And so it's also
No,
being
because
careful, like,
you're getting alignment for something else, right? The
yeah.
universe is going to get you in line with something else.
But what I was
So
just going to say
yeah.
is be careful what story you tell yourself or what you are taking responsibility for or getting like obsessed about. That's where we can get overwhelmed or overtaken. Those are the things to watch because it's a numbers game in a lot of ways. Like for your job example, we have to keep being willing to go after what we want. Even if we get that defeating result of a no, or even worse, where they don't even respond to you, like you don't even know if they got it or not, but to keep going anyways, and to not let that, not take on anything about that part that isn't working as a story, like you've done something wrong. It's just the resistance, and you got to keep going, like you mentioned.
Love it, love it. Yeah, authenticity is another one. Are you authentic with yourself? Being genuine and true to yourself. Being genuine and true to yourself. Okay. Yeah. Do you have that quality? Is
Well,
that an attribute you own?
there's some interesting research about that now, out lately, that the vibration of authenticity and us being our authentic self is even more powerful than the love vibration. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that. I love it.
And it's
Why?
like, and I think that there is something to that.
Why? Why? Why is it more important than the love
I
vibration?
wouldn't say that it's more important. But I guess the way they're describing it is like you feel it even more, like people respond to it even more. But it's, I feel people are responding to the clarity. They're responding to the truth. They're responding to,
Yeah, it's like
like, well, just
yeah,
showing
it's
up
like
and
a
being the vibration that you say you're gonna, that you are, the words
you
you're saying,
truly
the
are,
actions,
yeah.
it's all lining up.
It's like if you have a date with somebody and they tell you they're a neuroscientist and they just love, parties and entertaining and that kind of thing, and you find out that they're, really a mathematician and they can't stand being around people. So authenticity is really important because otherwise you're wasting your time because you're not being true to yourself, which is wasting the time of others.
It's true.
Perseverance. 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 Continuing to strive despite obstacles, right? Perseverance. Do you have that attribute?
That used to be a bad word. I have a card in one of my favorite Oracle card decks says perseverance. And I used to hate seeing it come up. But now it's like, I understand. It's part of the process. It's part of like getting rolling up our sleeves and really getting into it. And it's the part where we have to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And there's a learning lesson in all that as we go through that practice, as we go through putting one step in front of the other, as we go through the resistance, as we go through the process of learning what our intuition's communicating with us, what our body might be communicating with us, how to interpret being more present for ourselves and all the people that we're in relationship to. All that is part of it.
Yep. It just learning how to go around the spots too. When you hit a no on something, learning how to go around it and work with what you've been just told, this no, right? Perseverance is really important. It's just really important to in order to for you to move forward with your life. So here's hoping we all have perseverance. What's another one? Tactfulness is another favorite one. You have to communicating thoughtfully to avoid hurting others. Tactfulness.
Isn't
So
that?
one person in my set that is not tactful.
I feel like the politically correct movement, I feel like came out of that desire. I feel like a well-intentioned to be tactful, to be conscious of my feelings and the people that I'm relating to, and like my respect for myself, my respect for those that I'm engaging with. I feel like that tact is part of it. And I feel like that also falls into the category of clear communication and how we don't just communicate so we feel like we got the message across, but it's being thoughtful of who's in front of you, who are you communicating to, and how also maybe you might be able to modify that communication to help make the communication even clearer for that person in front of you. Not modify yourself to be different for them. That's not what I'm saying. But maybe just see if there's something else you might be able to say or clarify that might be there,
So
just as
one
an
of the things you're
example.
really suggesting is kind of an exercise in maybe role playing or something, a scenario. So where you go in and you really want to learn how to understand what they're saying or their feeling or their motivations in a particular situation, and you really want to feel it, and you describe how they're feeling back to them and why they want it back to them, so that they can really be heard and understood. And it helps you to understand too, especially when Jay is wrong and I'm needing to understand what his purpose is.
Exactly. I'll play
Sorry.
that character for you this round.
Anyway, yeah. So, do we have anyone in the chat room that wants to join us?
Let's see if there's anyone else that has added their comments. Facebook, as you know, you have to go to the banner and click all comments. It defaults to top comments. Just to make sure that you got them all. And we have everybody. Everybody, we've been able to say hi to everybody that's joining us. And we didn't have anybody join us over the phone this week, but we'll have the phone lines open again next week. And I can't believe it's already the top of the hour.
No, isn't that amazing? Well, how do we get a hold of you, Jay?
You can find me daily. Usually in the nights and afternoons over at 12listen.com, our sister site. And if you don't happen to see me signed on, you can click the schedule an appointment button. That lets me know, and anyone that you click that button for, it lets us know that you're looking for us, and we'll do our best to make ourselves available. How about you, Carolyn?
Yeah, same thing. The schedule call is really important and button to know. But I'm on from 7:30 until 4:30 every day, and except for Monday, when it probably won't be on until about 8:15 today. So, but in that specific time, and then I guess Mark Husson is up next. Oh, I didn't even say I'm on 12listen.com for readings. That's a good thing to point out. So, Mark Husson is up next, so stay tuned. And anything else, Jay? Okay. Hello. I can't hear you if you
Oh,
can hear me.
I have a full moon project happening tonight with Raven over on 1-2 Academy. Come check that out.
Yay.
But that's
Okay.
all I got for today.
Very nice. All right. So we'll talk to you next week, guys. Have fun.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight. With Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright, in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.